I'm Peter Thompson, 68 years old from Minneapolis, and my wife Ricky has been coming for about 35 years, and I've been coming for about 25 years since I met her. And we've been here as everything, teaching staff, guests, volunteer staff, long-term, short-term, all that stuff. By the way, the best is staff, because you really get to know people. And so the winter of 2001-2002, we were here during our term of 15 months. And I was carpenter, and Ricky was housekeeper. Kata was teaching assistant, and Michael was a 10th grade student at the school. Our year was tumultuous because I had a heart attack. Ricky broke her hip falling down the stairs in the hotel. Michael shattered his arm snowboarding, flying off the wall up on Chalet Hill. Kate was the only one that was unscathed, and we spent all of our time going back and forth to the Wenatchee Hospital. So we didn't have an out for 9 months because we used all of our time going to the hospital. And personally, my most dominant memory was Lodge One, because it was the first major renovation of a whole lodge at once. And afterwards, they figured out they did it wrong because we had to do the renovation in the cold. All the other ones, they figured out they get the heat going first. And so we were just reminiscing last night, Janice Hawkins and I, about Lodge One. And it was about 10 degrees colder in there than it was outside. When the sun would come out, we'd run out just to kind of be in the sun. And when you're doing electrical and plumbing and carpentry, you know, your hands get hit. And we had two hats on top of each other, stocking caps. And the champion was Aaron Nelson, because he was kind of the lead carpenter on the job, and he was there hours and hours and hours. And we'd go over to coffee break, and we just lay our head on the table. and we had a wonderful, fun time. It was a great group, you know, and we had a lot of laughs. I wrote a song about Lodge One. The song was about the contrast between being a lawyer in three-piece suits just before I came, and all that kind of stuff. And then being, you know, a worker in a cold, dirty area. And Janice was just a champion. She was there before us every day, you know, sweeping and cleaning and getting the place ready. And she was just, you know, she's the best worker Holden's ever had. No matter what she does, it's great. And Aaron Gregg and Aaron Nelson and Floyd, who later became head carpenter, and there's just a bunch of us, and we just, you know, we'd screw around and giggle a lot, and finally got the job done. And Dan Cryer was the head carpenter, and he and Aaron Nelson worked really hard. I'll never forget one day we were up there, we were putting in new bathrooms, and I was putting in some blocks with a Hitachi nail gun. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of unpredictable. And after I shot the first nail in, it bounced back and hit the wall behind, and another nail shot out and went across the hallway and stuck into the shower that Dan Cryer was in working on. And no one quite knew what happened. And then we started working some more, and the same thing happened again. There's two nails fired at him. And he said, "What the blank is going on over here?" So I fired two nails at my boss, and I decided I wouldn't touch the Hitachi again before the next summer. Yeah. So it was a struggle. And we are all fast friends to this day. Aaron Gregg just went through some terrible medical things this last year, and Adam Gady was there working too. He was just at our house a week ago. Even though we live all around the country, you know, the love that develops between all the people is, you know, is unique and wonderful. And so, amongst all the trials of Lodge One, it was a wonderful experience.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I think that's